First of all, let me just start with your schools. There was an undercover reporter with Project Veritas that captured some tape a few days ago of the dean of students at Francis W. Parker School. It's a private school in Chicago. And he was bragging about a few things. Play as much as we can here. Got 13.
I had like our LGBTQ plus health center come in. They were passing around to my students, talking about queer sex, using lube versus using spit.
Meet Joe Bruno, dean of students at the prestigious Francis W. Parker Private School in Chicago, which happens to charge $40,000 per student.
This is what they're bragging about. Man, they'd have no problem. Imagine you're sending your kid to school and that's the dean of students saying that. By the way, also, there is a Christmas-themed all-ages drag show in Texas. It's going to be great. That's in San Antonio. We have audio of a teacher that's telling the students they need to call their stuffed animal they, them. Here's something that was just been deleted from Boston's Children's Hospital. Cut 10, please. Listen to this. Doctor.
Parents do wonder if a child's gender identity is a phase. Sometimes it may be just a phase of development where they're exploring their gender identity and they're kind of getting a sense of who they are. But a lot of children do end up identifying as that gender into
Stop.
Your adult.
So wait a minute. Hold it. It might be a phase. Edited out. No longer available.
Wait, so the clip is still there, but it just no longer says that it might be a phase?
You don't want anybody saying things like that. Mm. Then you have Joe Biden yesterday giving this speech. Cut 7.
Folks, racism, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, they're all connected. Mm. But the antidote to hate is love. This law and the love it defends, strike a blow against hate in all its forms.
The law and the love it defends. What is he talking about? Well, there's a new law. Cut 6.
When hospitals, libraries, and community centers are threatened and intimidated, because they support LGBTQ children and families, we have to speak out. We must stop the hate and violence, like we just saw in Colorado Springs, where a place of acceptance and celebration was targeted for violence and terror. We need to challenge the hundreds of callous, cynical laws introduced in the states targeting transgender children, terrifying families, and criminalizing doctors who give children the care they need. We have to protect these children so they know they are loved. And we will stand up for them and say they can seek for themselves.
Stop. So he wants to show that we love these children and we must protect these children. Today, I declare that what I told you, the world would be upside down. Everything you thought would be solid will be liquid. Everything that was liquid will be solid and you won't understand it. Today is the day I declare it is finished. When the president can say, this is for the love and protection of our children, so doctors can go in and mutilate our children, it is officially upside down. So let me help you out on this. Hatred is a feeling. Love is a feeling. Fear is a feeling. Now, do we just run after you're married and you see somebody and you're like, oh my gosh, I've talked to them and I think I love them. Do you just run off and follow that? No. Why? Because that feeling may change over time, most likely will. And people will look at you and go, what are you doing? Hatred. Somebody comes in and they're just a different color, or they're triggering you for some way they look or something they may have said, and you just go full into hate on that person. Why isn't that a good idea? because you're being led by your feelings. Fear. You know, there is a time, you know, when you're, you know, young, I guess, when you have some fear. The monster under the bed is no longer real to you. But when you were a kid, that monster under the bed, that was absolutely real. No, it wasn't. The fear was real. The monster didn't exist. Now, when you're whistling in your basement, trying to go down and get the canned peas or whatever it is you need to get to the basement before you got to that one single thread of life that you would pull to turn on the light, nothing was in your basement. That fear was not real. I was listening to a great sermon today on the Gateway Church app. It's Pastor Preston Morrison. It was called The Name Changer. I urge you to listen to it. He said in Proverbs, "He who trusts his own heart is a fool." Wow. He who trusts his own heart is a fool. So in other words, anybody who's following their feelings, follow your feelings, Luke. No, you have to differentiate between your feelings. Like you do, you no longer whistle. Well, I actually kind of do whistle in the dark sometimes. But you don't let that overpower you. But there are times when you're walking in the street or a parking lot in the middle of the night and the hair starts to stand up on the back of your neck, and that probably can be real. That's like, that's a prompting. There's a difference. The force. You have to be able to differentiate from the force and just your raw feelings. So, following your feelings, following love. Now, that sounds crazy. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things. That's in the Bible. We're in Bible country. The human heart is the most deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Wow. Love is a feeling. When does it become a reality? When does it become a reality and not just a feeling? When it is demonstrated. When you can describe it. Is it love? Is it love when you just feel it? No, it's a feeling. When you demonstrate it, is it love? Well, it depends. Is it love when we give our children everything they want? My kids don't want to brush their teeth and they want candy all day. Am I a loving parent if I acquiesce to that? Of course not. Why? Because their teeth will rot out of their head. Well, but my 6-year-old says they don't need teeth. My 6-year-old says they're fine with that. What's the problem? They want candy. No. Is it love if you came in and your child said, "There's a monster under my bed," and you went, "Oh my gosh, that's so real. That is so real. I'm affirming your belief in the monster under the bed." No. However, would it be love if you just went in and said, "There's no monster on the bed, shut up"? No. You recognize and validate their feelings. I understand you're scared. I know it's scary sometimes, isn't it, in the dark? You recognize their feelings and validate their feelings, but you don't validate the lie of the monster under the bed. See, here's the difference. We're what I like to call adults. They're something described as children. We are their stewards, and our job is to teach them how to be a steward of their feelings. if they can't control their feelings, if they can't be taught to shepherd themselves around some of the scary things in life or some of the things that they think might be true but they don't know, if they are always validated on their feelings, which are not always valid, they will not be able to function. You have to put the childish things away because you become a master of yourself and you do not allow your feelings to be the master over you. Now let's take this into what Joe Biden was talking about. Is it love if your son or daughter comes down the stairs dressed as a penguin and insists that she's a penguin? Is it love when you go, oh, yes, you're a penguin. I'm going to take you to school now, Mr. Penguin, and I'm going to force or tell the teachers and all of your friends that they must address you and treat you as a penguin. Now, unless you're willing to back that up with a solid diet of sardines, which I guarantee will teach your 6 or 8 year old that they're not a penguin pretty rapidly, you're doing great harm. She may identify as a penguin, but it is our job as parents to help her learn that that's not real. Love isn't just acceptance. You love your children. But if you do, do you want them to join a gang if they identify as a gang member? Do you, if they say, I really think I need crack? Are you okay with that? Or over a million other things, big or small, that will destroy them or has a great chance of destroying their potential for fulfillment and happiness. That's key. You know, the studies show that you may not be able to have children. We have a guest on in about half an hour, about an hour, who can't have children. 11 years old, I'm a boy. No, she's not. She knows now at 18, she's not. But every adult in her life confirmed her feeling. Now she's having to deal with, I may not be able to breastfeed children. I may not be able to have children. You don't love these kids who are in pain if you are only showing empathy. Empathy is a big part of it. Look at what Bruce Jenner lived through his whole life. I have tremendous empathy for him. And now her as Caitlyn Jenner. I respect him enough to say, Caitlyn, nice to meet you. But I do not accept that he's a woman. I have compassion for him. And I am commanded to love everybody like God loves me. And that's unconditional because I can't believe he still loves me. He's always there, but not always with approval, but always with compassion. Oh boy, that's going to hurt. Now, don't do that. Don't. Oh, why did you do that? He feels our pain. When my children are hurt, I cry with them and for them. But if they're really in physical pain, I don't say, honey, you're in so much pain. I'm just going to give you more morphine. Morphine too much could stop you from healing. It could also kill you. Now, my kid will be like, I want more morphine. I can't take it. Unless you're in Canada, I don't recommend it. You just push the plunger. First, do no harm. But we've convinced ourselves of a lie, and I'll get to that in a second. We have convinced ourselves to be ruled by our feelings. We have changed words. We have We've started to lie to ourselves, and now we are living in a total lie. A lie where abortion is not murder. Canada is now allowing doctors to kill children that are depressed if they ask for it. These are our children. The lie that Joe Biden said yesterday, if we love them, A, I make the case you don't understand the word love. You just understand the word acceptance. We are their protectors. No, no. These are God's children. And until they reach the age of accountability and their brain is fully formed, we are their protectors. We are to teach them, we are to raise them and protect them. What would you do as a father if you know, said, hey, go stay with your aunt. She'll take care of you over the summer. And they came back with entirely different values. Would you still say, hey, just keep going back? Would you remove them from the home if they came back with completely different values? I know I would, but this is happening every day in school. Our values, ethics, truth, all being changed because we're trusting them. What would you do if your 12-year-old daughter was visiting your aunt for the summer and they came back with an eating disorder because the aunt that you entrusted confirmed and reaffirmed what social media had been telling her about her own body image? Would that be okay with you? How about if she had just a rib removed because she knew her body was supposed to be smaller in her waist? Or she came home not just claiming that she was in the wrong body, but now she was on hormones and stopping her body from maturing. Would you have a problem with that family member? This is a fight for not just our children, it's a fight for our souls. This is experimental surgery. No real data here at all. We're killing the elderly, the hopeless, the unborn, mutilating a child out of misguided and evil twisting of the world love. Do not go over the cliff. You must not change with the world. Recognize and have a reconciliation with the truth. Don't be a fool.